Miss Winter conceded a nod. I had my reasons for creating a smokescreen around my past. Those reasons, I assure you, are no longer valid.
What reasons?
Life is compost. I blinked. You think that a strange thing to say, but it's true. All my life and all my experience, the events that have befallen me, the people I have known, all my memories, dreams, fantasies, everything I have ever read, all of that has been chucked onto the compost heap, where over time it has rotted down to a dark, rich, organic mulch. The process of cellular breakdown makes it unrecognizable. Other people call it the imagination. I think of it as a compost heap. Every so often I take an idea, plant it in the compost, and wait. It feeds on that black stuff that used to be a life, takes its energy for its own. It germinates, takes root, produces shoots, and so on and so forth, until one fine day I have a story, or a novel. I considered her answer, then asked, "And what has happened to change things now?" "I am old. I am ill. Put those facts together, biographer, and what do you get?" "The end of the story, I think." I bit my lip.
"And why not write the book yourself?"
"I have left it too late. Besides, who would believe me? I have cried wolf too often."
"Do you intend to tell me the truth?" I asked.
"Yes," she said.
But I heard the hesitation, even though it only lasted a fraction of a second.
"And why do you want to tell it to me?"
She paused.
"Do you know, I have been asking myself the very same question for the last quarter of an hour. Just what kind of a person are you, Miss Lee?"
I fixed my mask in place before replying. "I am a shop assistant. I work in an antiquarian bookseller's. I am an amateur biographer. Presumably you've read my work on the Landier brothers."
"It's not much to go on, is it? If we are to work together, I shall need to know a little more about who you are. I can hardly spill the secrets of a lifetime to a person of whom I know nothing. So tell me about yourself. What are your favourite books? What do you dream about? Who do you love? Tell me this. Do you believe in ghosts?"
Governed by something stronger than reason, I rose from my chair.
"Whatever are you doing? Where are you going? Wait!"
I took one step after another, trying not to run, conscious of the rhythm of my feet rapping out on the wooden boards, while she called to me in a voice that contained an edge of panic.
"Come back," she cried. "I'm going to tell you a story, a marvellous story."
I did not stop.
"Once upon a time there was a haunted house."
I reached the door, my fingers closed on the handle.
"Once upon a time there was a library."
I opened the door and was about to step into its emptiness, when in a voice hoarse with something like fear, she launched the words that stopped me in my tracks.
"Once upon a time there were twins."
I waited until the words stopped their ringing in the air, and then, despite myself, I looked back. I saw the back of a head and hands that rose trembling to the averted face. Tentatively, I took a step back into the room. At the sound of my feet, the copper curls turned. I was stunned. The glasses were gone. Green eyes, bright as glass and as real, looked to me with something like a plea. For a moment, I simply stared back.
Then, "Miss Lee, won't you please sit down?" said a voice shakily,
a voice that was and was not Vida Winters. Drawn by something beyond my control, I moved towards the chair and sat down. "I'm not making any promises," I said wearily.
"I'm not in a position to exact any," came the answer in a small voice.
Truce. "Why did you choose me?" I asked again, and this time she answered.
"Because of your work on the Landier brothers. Because you know about siblings."
"And will you tell me the truth?"
"I will tell you the truth."